Welcome back, America. Chew Hewitt. Thank you for listening today. Quite a lot going on at Trump Tower today, as we expect to see Senator Bob Corker, chairman of the Foreign Relations Commission there, Foreign Relations Committee. Mitt Romney coming by tonight. David Petraeus was there yesterday. Tom Price announced as Health and Human Services Secretary. We'll wait and see for other appointments. Mike Pence has promised quite a lot today. We'll keep you posted as that occurs. We're following the wildfires in Tennessee as massive evacuations occur. No deaths have been reported in connection yet with those fires. Good on the Tennessee people. Prayers for them. Unfortunately, a plane has crashed in Columbia carrying 81 people, including one Brazilian soccer team. There are some survivors. They're getting to the crash site. Hopefully, there will be more. And as other news arrives, the killer or the would-be killer at Ohio State was definitely a jihadi. We have to worry about that. We have to worry about the whole world. And one of the things that we can do, as opposed to just cursing at the night, is help kids around the world. Children's Hope Chest does that. I'm talking with Ken Sparks, who is along with the team from Coldwater Media and my Colorado Springs affiliate this morning. And thanks to Lee and everyone there for getting him on the air. Ken Sparks, for people who just got in their car, would you tell them again about Children's Hope Chest so that they catch up on it very quickly?
Absolutely, Hugh. Thanks. Children's Hope Chest connects U.S. churches and communities to care points located overseas. And we allow individuals in the church and those communities to sponsor children at $38 a month. And that provides basic provisions for those children in those care points. And then the church and the community has the opportunity to travel overseas and meet with the children, build relationship, and then also invest in projects which help that community move towards self-sustainability over a long-term partnership.
And in doing so, when the kid comes in or the child comes into this care point, what do they get from the care point provider?
Well, our care point providers are sometimes independent NGOs, and other times they are Hope Chest staff as we develop those communities. And the children typically are not in school when we enter into that community. And the sponsorship dollars help get them back into school. Even though they are free public education in most communities, they still have to pay for the schooling fees that include supplies and uniforms. And so the children can't actually attend school. Their families can't afford it. So our sponsorship helps that. After school, they often show up at our care point each day, Monday through Friday, and many times are getting the only nutritious meal a day at our care point. There's also spiritual discipleship that goes on and social programming, interaction with other children, and then leadership skills that are demonstrated and also developed within some of the programming we have. They're also there on Saturdays all day.
In terms of following that, when you say a church follows the participants, how many years are we talking about? 12, 5? What's the longest running relationship like the river that you mentioned up in Kalamazoo? How long does a church stay connected with one of these points?
Well, in some cases, it runs 7 to 15 years. Depends on the state of the community in which we arrive. And we do an asset-based assessment of that community and then try to help free up those assets so that self-sustainability capacity is freed up and allows that community to flourish. The river, as an example there in Kalamazoo, has had their relationship in Uganda for over 7 years and are just starting a new one in Guatemala.
And Guatemala, why? If that's the new one, why Guatemala? Because that's a pretty tough place to operate. It may be the most dangerous country in Central and South America.
Yeah, in fact, we say that it is the most dangerous place we operate. Our staff in country and all of our leadership around the world is indigenous leadership in that each individual country. And Guatemala, opportunities arose there with some care point scenarios, and that launched us into that country. And the impact there has been phenomenal. We're both in the urban areas in Guatemala City, the enormous dump there, right in the heart of the dump, ministering there, and then also up in the mountains. So there's quite a variety of different locations. And what's appealing to the church here in the U.S. is the fact that it's basically about a six-hour flight from anywhere in the U.S. and, central time zone. So the opportunity to go and build those relationships is enhanced when the travel constraints are not quite as tight as you're going to Africa or Russia or India.
What's the actual facility look like there?
Well, they have a variety of looks. Sometimes we partner with an existing church in a community. Other times it's a individual who has started a ministry in their own community, and we build a care point itself. Oftentimes, that is a multi-purpose building that has one big open room that the children meet in during the day. And then, again, that will often act as a church site on Sunday mornings. There's in Africa, I think of the outdoor kitchens and latrines and wells that are drilled at each of the care points. And so they are very distinct looking facilities that when you drive up, you know you're at a Children's Hope Chest location.
HopeChest.org, if you're interested, you're a pastor, you're on staff, you're just on the missions committee of a church, and you're looking for a place to get a ministry in a box, HopeChest.org will connect you with a place that needs it. If you're an individual, investorsinhope.com, investorsinhope.com. I've tweeted out their website. Go to it. Check it out. Stay tuned. I'm coming right back. All the news you need, the analysis you must have. And on this Giving Tuesday, special focus on some of the ministries assisted by ColdWaterMedia.com. ColdWaterMedia.com. Stay tuned, America. It's the Hugh Hewitt Show.